Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with the Merryman Herbs Better Life Show. There's been a lot in the news lately about vitamins and herbs not being safe, and I'm here to tell you that vitamins and herbs that Americans are taking daily are safe. A number of politicians and medical doctors have criticized the dietary supplement industry for manufacturing unregulated, poor quality dietary food supplements that are hazardous to the public. These accusations are false and misguided. The dietary food supplement industry is not an unregulated industry manufacturing substandard product. In fact, all dietary food supplements are required to be manufactured under good manufacturing practices, also known as GMPs. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has full power to take off the market any product that is dangerous to consumers, is spiked, or adulterated. In contrast to what headline-seeking politicians want you to believe, the health food industry as a whole is a very safe and well-regulated industry. Purchasing products from a trusted and respected retailer can help consumers avoid the few manufacturers who may be producing products outside of federal regulations, but this is extremely rare. The majority of tainted products, especially weight loss products, energy capsules, and energy drinks are sold on the internet, gas stations, and convenience stores. Consumers can also check with their Better Business Bureau for more information on a specific retailer or manufacturer. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people are sickened by foods purchased in their local supermarket or harmed by prescription drugs. Some even die. The following statistics make it clear. The risk of illness associated with dietary food supplements compared to the food and drug industry is insignificant. Well-manufactured dietary supplements are safe, and zero, that is, zero people die from their use. Seek out a trusted retailer to purchase your vitamin and herbal products. Here's the difference between the number of people visiting an emergency room or hospitalized due to the adverse effects. Any undesirable experience associated with the use of a medical product in a patient, a prescription and over-the-counter drug versus those associated with dietary supplements. Okay, so here we go. The number of adverse events and deaths from drugs, both over-the-counter and prescription. 4,500,000 healthcare visits annually due to adverse drug events. 400,000 hospitalizations annually due to adverse drug events. 177,000 emergency medical visits annually by older adults experiencing adverse drug reactions. 106,000 people die every year from toxic reactions to prescribed drugs. 100,000 people are hospitalized every year for gastrointestinal complications associated with the NSAIDs, also known as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Those are the pain relievers. 22,665 deaths annually from prescription drug overdose. 16,500 deaths annually from gastrointestinal complications of NSAIDs. 7,500 deaths annually from accidentally overdosing on opiate pain medications. And actually about 9 out of 10, or at least 4 out of 5 individuals that are addicted to heroin start with a prescription drug. 7,000 deaths annually due to preventable medication errors. Those are just mistakes that are made by giving somebody the wrong prescription. Now, the following shows the health food supplement industry is a very safe and well-regulated industry. It has been estimated that over 150 million people in the U.S. take vitamins and/or herbs on a daily basis, and there's only 3,249 adverse annual events associated with dietary supplements. That could be a headache, diarrhea, aches or pain, something like that. And there are zero, that is zero deaths annually due to any dietary supplement. So, I mean, there's a huge difference between the supplement industry and the pharmaceutical industry. If you have more questions, feel free to give us a call at Merryman, 217-429-1555. And if you want to listen to some of the older shows, feel free to go to our website, www.merryman.com, and you can click on Mike on the Radio. There's a little picture of me with my headsets on in the studio, And we have archives. There's a number of shows. I don't even know how many there are now. We've got a couple of years of shows. We're putting up more of my older shows because they're still relative. Believe it or not, what I was saying 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago is holding true, which I'm actually kind of proud of. There's a lot of information on there. If you want to gather more information, go to our website, click on the radio shows, and click on the archives and listen to whatever you want. They're all basically podcasts, so if you have to stop them and go listen to something else, you can do that. Feel free to go to the website and get more information. Today, again, we have with us Cheryl Myers, Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma. And we've been talking a lot about the Hintonia latifolia, which is basically, I think, isn't it a tree out of the Central America and Mexico, Cheryl?
No, I would say a small tree or shrub, yeah.
Okay.
It's got a woody bark.
And it's just an amazing herbal intervention. We've been selling a lot of the actual product at Merryman, and you can just come in and ask for the product that helps to prevent or reverse diabetes, but we're seeing phenomenal results. And one of the things that I was really excited about is it helps with hypoglycemia too. And those are the undesirable drops in blood sugar. And it has been phenomenal for that. A lot of people, there really didn't used to be a lot for that. I mean, you know, you just had to watch your diet, not eat, you know, again, if you eat a lot of sugar, you get that spike and then your sugar can get really low. So again, you kind of had a diabetic diet, but now we've got a product here from a shrub that is just absolutely phenomenal. And we've talked about how it was stressed and that it's also helps to prevent, the long-term A1C. The thing I liked about it, and I've been telling you about this, Cheryl, is that you take it, you really don't notice anything other than you feel normal. You don't, get tired after you've eaten, or you don't get lethargic or all of the side effects that you can get with high or low blood sugar. And I usually like to take it right with the meal. What is actually recommended with that?
Well, prior to eating, because part of the activity of Hintonia, which contains this compound that German scientists have concentrated called cutaragenin. So it's not just an herb. It's an herb with a specific compound with special emphasis on its medicinal value. And that cutaragenin in Hintonia helps to slow down the digestion of the food in a good way so that the carbohydrate portion and the sugary portion doesn't hit the bloodstream with such speed. And so by moderating that process a little bit, it reduces that excessive release of insulin that is so terribly unhealthy and can lead to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. So part of its activity has to do with what you're actually eating in the moment. Part of its activity has to do with helping the cells be more sensitive to insulin, reducing insulin resistance, and helping the pancreas, the area of the pancreas that creates insulin in the first place, to be healthier. But since part of its activity has to do with the meals that we eat, I always recommend that people take it before eating. Maybe 5-10 minutes before.
Well, that's real good advice. Yeah, and it usually when you're getting ready to eat, you've got your water, you've got a drink, so it makes it real easy to take a pill. And I was having some blood sugar issues taking it. I took the product for about 6 to 8 weeks, and then I quit taking it just to see, because I was feeling so good. I thought, maybe I don't need this anymore. And I've recently gone to the doctor, and I am still, my blood sugar, my A1C, and my blood glucose, is absolutely normal. Uh-huh. And I was like, I've had a problem. And they're like, well, we don't think so. It's like, well, I did about a year ago. So I think, that's one of the things that I was really amazed at, is not only did it really help me with the issue that I was having, but for some reason it had a healing effect on my body. And I really love those kind of things. Now, I think it was about a week or two ago, I kind of overdid. Not for Halloween, but I had a little bit more sugar than I should have. I normally don't eat much sugar at all. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of feeling like, okay, I've had too much sugar. I'm not feeling good. I took one of the products, one of the pills, and just within a few minutes, I felt good again. So it is absolutely phenomenal. Now, cinnamon is another one that, we always talk about, and it works really fast, and it helps with the spikes. And then, of course, taking vitamin D, there's a lot of research on that. That can even help a type 1 diabetic. And we've talked about that on the other shows. And again, I want to emphasize to anybody to go to www.merryman.com. That's Marimann, all one word. word.com and go to the radio archive. You can click on Mike on the Radio and then go to the archives, and then just you can look on things for like diabetes or whatever. You can find what you need. Now, one of the big side effects, if you do have long-term diabetes, is it can cause neuropathy. In your feet, in your hands, can damage your nerves. You know, sometimes you get a pins and needles or a burning sensation, stabbing pains, and that, you know, is not something you really want to deal with. And I have a lot of customers that have had, you know, diabetes for quite a while and maybe didn't manage it properly, and then they've gotten this damage. Now, I am reading you have a product that has a lot of different things, and I've always known that the B vitamins are very beneficial, but I'm reading here that not only it can stop the tingling and numbness, reduce pain in the feet, legs, fingers, and hands, but it can repair damaged nerves and blood vessels. And then
absolutely.
It's a wonderful
formulation to help keep people healthy, you know, when you look at the feet and the nerves
of
the body. And when you have diabetes, when you have excessive blood sugar levels in the body, that sugar really irritates the interior. High levels of sugar irritate the interior of blood vessels. And in the tiny, tiny, tiny blood vessels that take care of our nerves and keep our nerves healthy, that can just be devastating.
So that'd be the capillaries then, probably,
yeah, so
right?
When we look at those tiny blood vessels that are feeding the nervous system of our body, the further away it gets from the heart, the more at risk they are. So
yes.
That's why when people do have to have problems with diabetic neuropathy, it happens at the farthest place from the heart, which is the feet,
because
they're starting to have more and more problems. So people with diabetic neuropathy can have minor sensations. They can have occasional feelings of like numbness, like if you sit on your foot and it goes mm-hmm. to sleep. They can have some numbness issues. They can have some tingling. They can have a little bit of itching. But some people have just really horrible, dramatic problems. They have like a stinging sensation or a burning sensation, or like walking on broken glass where they're being stabbing.
Right, right.
So those are just miserable. And sometimes it's not just the feet, but it travels up the legs some extent as well. So it's really important to help nourish those nerves to help settle down that inflammation
mm-hmm.
and to do our best to provide the compounds that the body uses for repair. And one of the most important compounds that the body uses to repair nerves is alpha-lipoic acid. And alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA, has a lot of clinical study looking specifically at people who have damage to a nerve or a disease that's associated with damaged nerves, and it shows a great deal of benefit. So it's important to get, if you are having serious issues, 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid in a supplement.
Right.
If you are having more, maybe if you're just having beginning issues or it's not too severe, 300 milligrams is plenty. So when you're looking at formulations, there's lots of other things as well.
Right. This is what I like so much about you and, you know, what Terry Naturally does and the science that's out there is you really look to see, you don't just throw 100 milligrams in and say, okay, well, we've got alpha-lipoic acid in there. We know it's good. You've actually studied the dosage that is, you know, really effective and is going to do what it needs to do. Now, isn't alpha-lipoic acid, isn't that a super antioxidant also?
It is a super antioxidant, and that's useful as well. But in this instance, what we're doing is trying to help repair and settle down the damage to the nerves so they can start to transmit our nerve signals more normally so that the nerve signals don't get mixed up, they don't get cut off, they don't get exaggerated. It helps to restore normal nerve functioning. You know, a lot of people, when you're looking at formulas, they don't include very much alpha-lipoic acid for two reasons. One, it costs a lot of money. It's not an inexpensive supplement. So you're going to need to make an investment in your health to get the clinically studied dosage. The second reason is it's very hard to work with. Alpha-lipoic acid is a very unusual compound in that it is both water-soluble and fat-soluble. And that's one of the reasons why it can work in so many places in the body. In fact, alpha-lipoic acid can address issues in parts of the body that other compounds can't reach, is because of this duality. Well, the fact that it's both fat and water-soluble also makes it very difficult to work with from a manufacturing standpoint.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so that's why it's important to look for that clinically studied dose. Also look for the active B vitamins. B vitamins come in two forms. There's the kind that occurs in food, which is the plant form, or the kind that's in most supplements. And then there's and then our body takes those in, and then our liver has to transmute them into the active form. So it has to twist them and change them into the active form. Well, 30% or more of the population has some issue or some inefficiency with doing those B vitamin conversions.
You know what, Cheryl, I've actually heard it can be up to 80%. That we're kind of talking the MTHFR, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiencies, and I think it's a lot more prevalent. You know, there's basically there's two genes involved and four allele groups. So, you know, you could just be missing one, and a lot of times your body covers that up and you never know you have a problem. But I think it's actually a lot more prevalent. And what the problem, and you just hit a really good point there. The problem is, you know, we've got synthetic vitamins that are out there. Folic acid is actually a synthetic vitamin, and that's in all our enriched flour, which is in everything. It's like, you know, fructose is in everything. And people are having a lot of issues with this. So I noticed that your formula uses the P5P, which is the pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a form of vitamin B6, which is the form that your body metabolizes. It's using methylcobalamin, the B12, instead of the cyanocobalamin, which is, you know, the methyl is what your body metabolizes. Plus, you get that methyl group. And if you have problems with methylation, the MTHFR, the B12, the methyl form is really beneficial. And then you use the L-methylfolate as the folate instead of the synthetic folic acid. So right there, you're using some really phenomenal B vitamins in the formula.
Mm-hmm. And so that way you don't have to worry about whether you have a conversion issue. In fact, in people with type 2 diabetes and also type 1 diabetes, especially in type 2, they find that because of the stresses of having high levels of blood sugar, that that can impede the liver from being able to do a good job with converting those B vitamins. And B vitamins are absolutely crucial for proper nerve and neurological functioning.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's another reason why those are included, is because they make a real difference in proper nerve functioning. So you've got the alpha-lipoic acid. You've got the B vitamins. We have Boswellia. It's a unique form of Boswellia that's pure purified and standardized so that it's 10 to 15 times more powerful than just garden variety Boswellia. And that Boswellia is in there because it addresses a specific form of inflammation called 5-lipoxygenase inflammation. Or
the
5-LOX,
right. Now, yeah. what is the brand on that Boswellia? Isn't it
Bospure? Bospure Boswellia, clinically studied Boswellia that's high in a compound called ACPA, but low in a damaging compound called BBA, or beta boswellic acid. You put those two together and you get a much more powerful natural medicine. And the Boswellia plays a real role in helping to settle down the specific type of inflammation that's affecting the nerves.
Right.
It tends to be more in the realm of 5-LOX.
Okay, so the acetyl-L-keto-B boswellic acids are the good guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
that's one of the
ACPA.
Best guys. That's the captain of the football team.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But
all
that
right.
BBA, that beta boswellic acid, plays for the enemy.
Ah. Well, see, this is the thing. You know, you can go buy and, you know, people will be like, well, you know, I did an aromatherapy rub with Boswellia, or I just bought, you know, Boswellia, a.k.a. frankincense. And they don't know all of this stuff. They don't know that there's actually, you know, a number of compounds. I know last time I looked in the curcumin, which is the pigment of the turmeric, there was 152 different compounds. Now, is there more than that now? I don't want to get too much off the subject, but...
Oh, there's just so much when we look at curcumin, and so much that, first off, we know so much about it because there's over 9,000 studies in the National Institutes of Health electronic database called PubMed, available at like Pub for public and Med for medicine, PubMed.gov for government. But yet, it is so amazing that there's so much more yet to be discovered. So I
would it's never ending.
As we go on, you know, we learn more and more things. But you're hitting on an important thing. Is curcumin is the most focused upon compound found in turmeric, but there's not very much of it in turmeric. So if you want a healthy food, eat turmeric. But if you want to take the medicine, take curcumin.
Exactly.
But there is another compound in turmeric. They're called turmerones and AR turmerones, and you find that in the turmeric essential oil.
Mm.
So that's why the patented form of curcumin that's blended with turmeric
puts that oil back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
really a unique way. It's the most clinically studied enhanced absorption curcumin in the world, and that's what we use in all of our curcumin products. I know you were talking to me earlier about curcumin products that you use, the curamin, the curamin extra.
Oh, I can't live without them.
Right, that you do a lot of work with.
So you could use that along with this product that we're talking about today, too, with for the diabetic nerve pain. Now, there's other ingredients in there. I noticed there's, of course, we have the riboflavin, another B2. And the Bs, again, I always try to stress to everybody, the B vitamins, if you take one, it's kind of like, you know, putting gas in your car, but you don't have the oil and the water. The B vitamins have a tendency to like to work together, you know, for the energy production and also for a lot of other things that they do. But I kind of stress to my customers or try to educate my customers not to go crazy on just one specific B, but to get a balanced B and to get Bs that are that they can metabolize, that are bioavailable, and get a well-rounded B formulation. Of course, your company makes some really good ones, and we use those for people with MTHFR and a lot of other things too, because you're using the pure forms, not the synthetic forms. But I noticed in this the neuropathy formulation, which I guess is what we'll call it, it also has the chromium. Is that chromium picolinate that's in there?
Yeah, we use chromium and vanadium both. Both of those have been shown to be important micronutrients or minerals that play a role in blood sugar balance in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're trying to deal with helping people who have nerve issues because of some of the issues caused by type 2 diabetes and high levels of blood sugar, even though we're not using chromium and vanadium especially for the health of the nerves, we're doing it to help the body bring the blood sugar back into better balance, which then has the result of helping the nerves.
Okay, so we're getting our B vitamins, we're getting minerals. Now, I also notice there's zinc in there too.
Another very important mineral for proper neurological functioning.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with zinc for sore throats or something like that, but in this particular instance, it's also, isn't it very good for the pancreas? Isn't it healing?
Yes, it is. And, you know, zinc is an essential mineral. And if you don't have enough zinc in your body, you can actually die of a deficiency syndrome. Now, in America, that's probably not going to happen because people are probably getting just enough zinc to keep from having a deficiency syndrome.
Yeah, like iodine.
But that doesn't mean they're getting the optimal amounts of zinc to really make a difference in their health.
Right. Well, I know
a lot of people are not eating foods that are rich in zinc, so...
what would that be, like oysters and seafood?
Yes, and I happen to be a huge oyster fan, but I think they're rather polarizing. Some people love oysters and some people not so much.
Right. Yeah, I like oysters too, although I don't, I'm not a real big raw oyster. Being in the Midwest here, we can't get a lot of fresh, you know, the fresh. If I could get fresh oysters and I knew they were coming from a clean source, look out.
but also there's some other things like... This, like flax seeds and pumpkin seeds. This is the time of year for pumpkin seeds.
Oh yeah,
are rich in zinc, and spinach has a lot of zinc. In beef, if you are not a vegetarian and if you eat beef, good grass-fed organic beef is a really nice food for boosting zinc.
I didn't know that. Okay, so that would make sense.
Not as much as oysters, but you know, we can't be having oysters every single day.
Yeah. Well, and in the beef, you're also going to get a lot of your B vitamins and iron and a lot of other things too. So there are some good things about, you know, not being a vegetarian, although I have, my customers, most of them are all almost, you know, we have a huge amount of vegetarian or not as much vegan. But the vegetarians, you know, because they still like, you know, their milk and butter and so forth. But now I'm reading about 60-70% of diabetes patients have neuropathy, and a lot of them don't get it until about 10-20 years after their diagnosis. So this is one of those hidden diseases. Now, could you take this product when you've been diagnosed with diabetes, could you start taking this product? Would it help to prevent the onset of neuropathy?
Absolutely. That and keeping your blood sugar in balance, using that Hintonia with that cudoxygenin standardization to help keep those blood sugars from getting into the excessive range. The earlier you start, the better your downstream results are going to be.
Okay, and we also know just you know, having a sedentary lifestyle, a poor diet, Again, that almost is a guarantee for insulin resistance. And, you know, you might not even, a lot of people don't even have symptoms. Mm-hmm. They don't even know it. And that's the kind of the scary thing too. But, you know, it's always good to get your blood tested. I always kind of push my customers to go to their doctor and, you know, get your blood sugar tested, get your vitamin D tested, mm-hmm. and anything else that you think you may need. You know, of course, you know, get your blood counts and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of times people don't realize that they're really low, maybe in vitamin D, or that they have a blood sugar problem. They don't really feel it until it's, I can't say until it's too late, but until they start really having problems, and then it takes a while to rectify that. How long do people usually take this product before they start feeling some relief? What's the curve on this?
Well, you know, I almost have an attorney answer, which is it depends.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, the more the damage, the longer that a person has had these issues and this compromise and proper nourishment uh-huh. of the nerves of the feet and the legs, sometimes the longer it's going to take. So I believe that there's the three biggest mistakes that people make when they're using dietary supplements for their health is, number one, not buying a high enough quality supplement
right.
led by the marketing and not focusing on the science. The second one they take is not taking enough of it. If the dose calls for 6 capsules a day, by golly, if that's a clinically studied dose and you want to have your best shot at having the same results, then take that dosage. So that's the second mistake that people make. And the
good point.
Third mistake is they don't take it long enough. And uh-huh. this is one of those products that you have to have some patience because it takes a long time for those nerves to settle down. So I would say that most people, more than 80% of people who have this issue that are using this product is going to see some improvement after 2 months.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that's the optimal amount of improvement they're going to have.
Right, right.
So stick on the clinically studied dosage of that alpha-lipoic acid and, you know, with the 600 milligrams and, you know, take the dose on the label that gets you to where you need to be and stick with it for a couple of months. Sometimes when people have chronic illnesses, I say, get a calendar, you know,
yeah.
a cheap calendar
yeah.
at the bank or at the grocery store, or you can print it for free off the internet.
But sure.
Get you a couple of pages that have a box for every month and every day rate your symptoms.
That's great advice.
You know,
yeah.
and maybe 0 means no symptoms at all, and 10 means the worst they've ever been
yeah.
in your whole life.
Yeah.
And put down some numbers. And so what people will often do is that they'll start on the first few days, and maybe
mm-hmm.
they'll be 6s. 5 and 6, maybe they'll have a 4-day and they'll go up to a 5. But by the end of the 2 months, they're down to maybe 3s. And they look at that. So because it happened gradually, they may say, well, have I had very much improvement? Because I'm still having a little bit of occasional pain after 2 months.
Sure.
Some problems. Well, then just look at your numbers. You've gone from an average of 6 to an average of 3. That means you've cut your symptoms in half.
Wow,
so
Cheryl, that's awesome.
Keep sticking with it, and you can track your progress
mm-hmm.
or not track your progress, whichever suits your fancy. But I always say for the first couple of months, just, you know, our health is important. We're important,
sure.
by golly.
Right.
Spend 60 seconds a day to evaluate your symptoms and then look at it.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, Cheryl.
Yeah.
So that is just excellent advice. And again, you didn't get sick overnight, so you can't expect to get well overnight.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Thanks for all that information, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, take care.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earth.